look at the numbers that have gone through these institutions and workhouses, you know, from 1922 up until about 1990, talking about thousands of people. But we do realise that there's a difficult thing for people to come forward as well. What we're trying to do is get the message out there that we're investigating this and we're needing people to help us in that investigation. Part of that investigation can be, you know, from a criminal point of view, it can be from a sexual nature, it can be a physical one, or what we're seeing quite a lot of as well is alleged illegal adoptions. We're looking for people who've been in these homes, maybe as a young mother or a child, or even somebody who's worked in these particular homes as well.
And do you believe that there may have been a cross-border element in it as well, that there may be people in Donegal or the Northwest who would have information that may benefit the investigation as well?
Yes, sir. Certainly, if you look at the report that was compiled and the research around this, there is a cross-border element. You know, the island of Ireland is a small place around. But we're also working with our colleagues in the Ann Garda Síochána as well. So we link in with them once a month to see if there has been anything that they can update us. But there's definitely a cross-border element to this. We have a dedicated phone line, and we also have a dedicated email address. Now, that's on our police website. It might take some people a couple of years to come forward this, so we're not going anywhere. We'll be here for people when they're ready to move at their rates. They can get in contact us with that. They don't have to give us a statement at this particular stage. We can talk through things with them and try and reassure them what we're actually trying to do here. We will keep that in a confidential manner, speak it through with you, as I say, with the team of detectives who are trained to deal with this type of incident.